From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller reporting. Representative Adam Schiff, a key Democratic U.S. congressman, blasted the Republican memo that was released Friday on the Russia investigation.
We now know from the FBI that when they finally got a chance to look at it, that the memo is seriously misleading because it omits very material information and has deep factual inaccuracies.
President Donald Trump authorized the memo's release, but the FBI had warned against releasing it. Democrats say the allegations are made solely to discredit the Russia investigation. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson is visiting Latin American countries with a warning that China and Russia are assuming alarming roles in the region, and he is urging authorities in Latin America to work with the United States instead.
While this trade has brought benefits, the unfair trading practices used by many Chinese have also harmed these countries' manufacturing sectors, generating unemployment and lowering wages for workers.
After Mexico, Tillerson has talks with Argentina, Peru, Colombia, and finally Jamaica on February 7th. U.S. Secretary of Defense Jim Mattis said Friday that the U.S. has no evidence that the Syrian government recently used deadly sarin nerve gas on its citizens, but is looking into reporting of its use from people on the ground. Syria has denied using illegal chemicals. Mattis said the Syrian government has weaponized and used chlorine gas in the Syrian civil war, and that the U.S. is even more concerned about sarin use. The colorless toxin can cause respiratory failure, leading to death. Follow Voice of America on social media for videos, pictures, stories, and more. This is VOA News.